Warning, applying these principles may change your life. People will look at you differently. You will walk straighter, live bolder, and find out who you are. This is the Manlyhood Mancast. Here's your host, Josh Hatcher.
Welcome to the Manlyhood Mancast. I'm your host, Josh Hatcher. It's Monday. That means it's time to highlight a hero that exemplifies manly virtues. It's Man Crush Monday. Today's hero was homeschooled until he dropped out of medical school and joined the Army. Will's connections got him a decent rank right off the bat, and he started commanding a unit of men that were defending an outpost against a hostile enemy. He was appointed as chief negotiator with that enemy, and he secured a treaty that ensured his country would maintain their land. The skilled warrior and diplomat met his match in Anna, and at age 22, they tied the knot. Her father asked, "How do you plan to support my daughter?" And the young Will answered, "By my sword and right arm." That pledge proved to be true as Will focused on diplomacy for several years until a new enemy emerged. On the brink of the War of 1812, while his young nation was moving west, he fought off a surprise attack by the Shawnee along the river that would give him his nickname, Tippecanoe. Eventually, he'd be elected president, an honor that suited both his diplomacy and his ferocity on the battlefield. Unfortunately, he died of pneumonia a month after taking office. For his commitment to provide for his family, to honor his country, and to master both the art of war and the art of peace, we give William Henry Tippecanoe Harrison our nod as this week's Man Crush Monday.
Do you love the Manlyhood Mancast? Then you need to check out manlyhood.com. We've got blogs, videos, and more to help you grow and be a better man. Sign up for our newsletter, and we'll give you a digital copy of the book Wisdom for Men, 500 Chunks of Manly Knowledge. Want to know more about what it means to be a man of honor, integrity, valor, and courage? Check us out at manlyhood.com today.